Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? Like or no like?
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, let's give it up to the Wine and Gold last night.
I'm alive.
The end of a jam-packed holiday sports weekend, although I think you'd say technically tonight. Tonight with the Browns game will officially close.
Yes.
We're still, it seems like that Black
Tonight's
Friday.
Tonight's the closing ceremony.
How many weeks ago does it feel like the Black Friday game was?
Just a very long weekend.
Just lost in a sea sports humanity. It just, yeah. Owen, did you know that was this part of this week in the NFL?
No, that was 3 weeks ago, right?
It is crazy, but what a night last night.
I'm alive.
The Cavaliers, I think a bunch of my friends fell asleep at halftime. I do, because I am on a bunch of live threads, a bunch of in real time commenting on the Cavs games. There's always like two of them who are on a delay anyway, so they're getting caught up, and I expected to see a bunch of their stuff. It all ended at halftime. So I think my buddies figured, all right, especially when they were down 14. The Cavs were down 14.
10 minutes
that was
left,
it.
They were down 14, yeah.
Yeah, so go to bed, finally relax. Are you a guy, Kenny, that sometimes if things aren't going your team's way, you like turn the TV off and just hope?
Yeah.
I have definitely done that in my life, which is so immature. It's so juvenile.
I've never done that for basketball, but I've done it for a lot of other things.
Not basketball.
You can make runs quickly.
You can, especially in today's game. And you saw it yesterday because
I'm alive.
Donovan Mitchell had 20 points in the fourth quarter to erase that 14-point deficit. He was unstoppable. He had 30 in the second half. And this was big because he had struggled shooting the ball against the Hawks. My God, Kenny, it was a cup game. And he let him down. And he let him down in a big way. He came back, and that was beautiful last night as he was able to muster the heroic effort in the fourth quarter to bring the Cavaliers from behind to snap the Celtics' win streak. Mm-hmm. And I felt, look, I know there's no Jaylen Brown, and I know that you've been missing your wings. It wasn't necessarily, you know, the normal teams you would see in the playoffs. But they had Porzingis back.
And
that was they didn't have White either, who's been spectacular for them. But that was a lot of fun. What a comeback last night for the Cavs. It just kind of shows that, oh yeah, Donovan Mitchell is a superstar. And if he is on fire in the fourth, puts a lot of pressure on other teams. And that's exactly what happened yesterday, because Tatum was on fire in the third, and then Donovan Mitchell got it going in the fourth.
It was a, I think it extended the honeymoon for Kenny Atkinson. Starting to get a little people groaning and moaning after the losses to Atlanta. And I went, oh, here we go.
They're 18-3.
Yeah, I know. I would feel the same way you do, but check my phone, and there were some moaning and some groaning. And I think that last night extended the honeymoon for Kenny Atkinson, and I'm happy to do so.
And, you know, they have a huge matchup advantage, even if Jaylen Brown was not playing. They have a huge matchup advantage on, you know, their wings, and even their guards are bigger going up against Darius. In fact, you saw a lot of times yesterday Darius trying to hunker down and do everything he could to stop Tatum. They were targeting on a lot of those matchups. How about this from Darius Garland?
I'm going to take that challenge whenever it is. I'm no punk. So if y'all want to switch and try to X me out and try to just hunt me out, that's cool. I ain't no punk, though. I'm going to take a challenge.
Like hearing that from DG Kenny?
I did. I'm very glad. I'm glad he was a second leading scorer, too. Not just that they won, but he was also second leading scorer.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was nice.
If it would have been like middling, I think you get a little nervous.
All right, we obviously, for the first 40-plus minutes of this show, talked about state of affairs at Ohio State. How about we check in on a former Ohio State Buckeye?
I'm alive.
Did you see Kyle McCord in the locker room having himself a celebration after the 42-38 come from behind win? Were they down 21-0 in that game?
Yeah, they were.
McCord, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Now 29 touchdowns on the season, and they were loving life.
Does it give you any extra satisfaction knowing that the same day you out-dueled Cam Ward beat Miami with this team that Ohio State scored 10 points and lost to Michigan?
Everything comes full circle.
What a way to phrase the question.
Hey, you know what? I'll say this. And it was bad last year. It was really bad last year in Ann Arbor. As McCord was coming down, he throws the interception. But at least they were throwing the ball down the field, yep, and he was aggressive. What was that on Will Howard at the end of that game?
He felt he was getting scapegoated. He felt he was getting scapegoated. And this game yesterday, on Saturday, they go out there and they take it away from Miami. Throw the ACC into chaos, by the way, as they do so. But they go, they take it away from Miami, and Ohio State, you don't have Kyle McCord to kick around anymore. It's all squarely on Ryan Day. I think a lot of people already wanted to put it on Ryan Day, but Kyle McCord in that situation didn't help last year. Well, now, if you're Kyle McCord, okay,
All righty.
We had another fracas in college football.
I love fracas. No
lie.
Just a bunch of classlessness between UNC and NC State, but afterwards, something very different that we absolutely like. Hey, Freddie Kitchens named the interim head coach at UNC. Kenny, Freddie Kitchen, Freddie is back. What kind of t-shirt is he going to be borrowing from his kids this time around?
Well, what's the bowl game that he's going to be coaching in? Do we know yet?
It's a good question.
Tar Heels started it.
Yeah, I don't think they announced the bowl game. Mac Brown started it, right. And he's finishing it.
Can he ride this wave? Is there a chance?
I did see some of the responses where people were like, well, he should be the head coach. I should make him the head coach. I go, you sure you wouldn't do that? By the way, you want to know a coach that's going to jump right in the middle of a fracas at the end of a football game?
Yes.
Freddie going to jump right in.
Yes.
Mike Norville as well. He jumped in the middle of one.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot.
Arizona State?
Yeah.
You saw that. Boy, this all at once copycat league, I guess. He had four different skirmishes at the end of the game with flag plantings.
Get your own skirmish.
Tell you, man, it's over. Fun in college football is going to be over. They're going to make sure of it. And there will be no more flag planting. There will be no more field rushing. It's all over.
Lima no lie.
Maybe we'll get to this a little bit later. Matt Boyd, no longer a Guardian. Did you see what he signed for? Like 2 years, 14 plus million a year as he is. Mitch, who did he sign with?
He signed with the Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs, yep.
Chicago Cubs.
The Cubs, I mean, he has been barely healthy the last few years, barely to start at all, and he gets that much money. It just shows you how far away we are from being able to sign pitchers like that.
Looking good to go.
But I did want to say one final note.
Lime of light.
Kenny, put my name in the ring for the Burton Parade on Friday. It was freezing. The conditions were frigid, and they still had like 1,000 people hanging out at the gazebo or the log cabin right around Town Square. It was immaculate. You said last year it was like a Hallmark card. It really was. It was awesome. We took Izzy there. Yeah, she was probably miserable and cold, but yeah, we had a great time. All the kids. She was throwing candy. She threw some candy while she had still had good use of her fingers.
It was. I didn't get to spend as much time with Tone as I wanted to. There was a lot going on, but I'm glad that it all went down, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Next year, we're going to take part in the whole festivities because it was awesome.
As long as it's not 20 degrees again.
Well, maybe find a 4th of July parade.
Whoa. I know. Oh, yeah, let's warm it up a little bit.
Said it for about last
That's
night?
It for about last night.
Outstanding
and
as always.
Also Lima Light.
Oh, yeah. Too. Sorry.